Fit and Healthy Kids, an early childhood podcast.
Hello from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This is LaDonna Wirth and Lisa Pupp, extension educators in the field of early childhood. We are here to talk about the littles in your life. We all have disappointment at all stages of our life. We hate to see our children struggle with disappointment. So how can we help our children with this feeling of disappointment?
Disappointment is a normal, though difficult, part of growing up. Your child is likely to experience disappointment as she makes new friends, tries new things, and experiences the ups and downs of her world. Whether it's a trip to the park that is ruined by rain or missing a birthday party, life is full of little and big disappointments.
Should we allow our children to feel disappointed?
Absolutely. When you allow your child to feel, experience, and learn from little disappointments at an early age, you help her to create the skills she will need to successfully handle the big disappointments she will experience later in childhood and even as an adult.
What can I do to help my child with the feeling of disappointment?
Notice and label when you, your child, or even others are disappointed. Explain that everyone, including adults, feel disappointment. You might say, "I'm disappointed Grandma was supposed to come for a visit, but she is homesick. I think I'm going to make her a get-well card." Or, "You have tears in your eyes. I see you're disappointed. You really wanted to go to the park, but it's raining. I wonder what else we can do on a rainy day like today."
How can I practice ways to handle disappointment before a potential disappointment incident occurs for my child?
Think about this. If you know your child will be disappointed if someone else is on our favorite swing when you go to the park, come up with appropriate solutions ahead of time. You could say, "When we go to the playground, someone else might be on your favorite swing. You might feel disappointed. What could you do to stay calm?" Come up with some solutions such as asking the child for a turn, saying please, or bringing a shovel and a pail to play in the sandbox while the other child is on the swing. Encourage and teach problem solving with your child.
Can disappointment lead to anger with young children?
Yes. Disappointment can quickly lead to feelings of anger if it is not acknowledged. Simple acknowledge her feelings without overreacting. "You really wanted the red cup. Your sister has the red cup today. Do you want the blue or the green one?" You can also role model how small disappointments can sometimes end up being positive. For example, "I was so disappointed that the car was getting fixed today, but I ended up having so much fun with you. It was a great day."
Why is it important for parents to help their children recognize and understand disappointment and problem solve?
The disappointment of not getting to wear the princess dress, dropping the ice cream cone, or not being first in line prepares children to deal with life's greater obstacles. While tempting, it is not helpful for parents to try to keep their children from feeling disappointment and have life always flow smoothly. Parents can help their children so much more if they instead teach them how to recognize and cope with all of their feelings. Teach children how to cope with emotions instead of expressing themselves with challenging behaviors.
Disappointment can be healthy and positive, although unpleasant emotions in young children. Parents can help their children to recognize and cope with all of their feelings. This has been LaDonna and Lisa with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Until next time, enjoy your family time together.
Fit and Healthy Kids is a co-production of Nebraska Extension, Georgia Extension, Kansas State Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral.